ओम श्री परमात्मने नमः। डियर गुरुजी, आई वुड लाइक टू आस्क यू, हाउ कैन आई गेट मोर स्टेबल फिक्स्ड इनसाइड मी, मोर इंडिपेंडेंट फ्रॉम अदर पीपल्स मीनिंग और इम्प्रेशंस और वट एवर दे आर। हाउ कैन आई गेट मोर स्टेबल फिक्स्ड इनसाइड मी? दिस इज द रियल एम ऑफ एवरी सीकर। एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स टू बी फिक्स्ड स्टेबल इनसाइड। दिस इज द कॉमन एम, एवरीबडी वॉन्ट्स इट। इट इज फॉर दिस दैट ऑल दीज एफर्ट्स आर बींग मेड। कंप्लीटली इट हैपन्स आफ्टर सेल्फलाइजेशन, देन यू आर टोटली फिक्स्ड स्टेबल फॉर ऑल टाइम्स। बट यू गो ऑन गेटिंग दिस स्टेबिलाइजेशन द मोर यू आर फ्री फ्रॉम डिजायर्स। बिकमिंग फ्री फ्रॉम डिजायर्स इज द पाथ, स्टेप बाय स्टेप, स्टेप बाय स्टेप। दैट ग्रेट सेंट हु पास्ड अवे अबाउट 2 years ago, with whom I was also several times, in his last discourse, 2 days before the body was finished, rather, he gave the last sermon. It is there in Hindi. Beautiful thing. He was 102 years old. He said certain things which it is difficult even for advanced seekers to understand certain things, he said in his last discourse. One such sentence is there: have no desire, have no desire, not even desire about God. Now this was perplexing. They asked me. He has said that, see there. No desire. There is a secret in that. When there is total absence of desire, there is only God. Trying to be with God means you are thinking you are separate from God. And when there is no desire at all, not even of God, then what remains? God, peace, perfection. And it is what is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna asked, the seeker, disciple, asked the Guru. The Lord was functioning as the Guru at that time. Open chapter 2, page 24, verse 54. I read firstly in Sanskrit, then I will read the translation with you. Arjuna vacha. स्थित प्रज्ञस्य का भाषा समाधिस्थस्य केशव स्थिति किम प्रभाषेत किम आसीत व्रजित किम। अर्जुन सेड, कृष्ण, व्हाट इज द डेफिनेशन, दैट इज मार्क ऑफ ए गॉड रियलाइज सोल, स्टेबल ऑफ माइंड एंड एस्टेब्लिश्ड इन समाधि, that is perfect tranquility of mind. How does the man of stable mind speak? How does he sit? How does he walk? A specific question about stability inside. Now the Lord replies in 55th, Shri Bhagavan Vache, Prajhati Yada Kaman Sarvan Parth Manogatan आत्मन्येवात्मनः तुष्ट स्थित प्रज्ञस्तदुच्यते। श्री भगवान सेड, अर्जुन, व्हेन वन थॉरोली डिसमिसेस ऑल क्रेविंग्स ऑफ द माइंड, ऑल क्रेविंग्स, एंड इज सेटिस्फाइड इन द सेल्फ थ्रू द जॉय ऑफ द सेल्फ, लिटरली, एंड इज सेटिस्फाइड इन द सेल्फ through the self, in brackets they have given the joy, correct, then he is called stable of mind. Then mind is fully stable. So, you have to become free of desires. Sometimes I explain the difference between two things, desires and needs. Needs are limited of everybody. And he who has given us birth, God, is bound to fulfill our needs, as a father or a mother is bound to fulfill the needs of the children. Must fulfill the needs. Needs will be fulfilled by God. Don't worry about them. Desires are unlimited. Nobody can guarantee. One may go on desiring and desiring and desiring. God would say, "What chap, stop somewhere." So desires. So there's a difference between the two. Just let us see one more verse, 56. Dukkheshu anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigatisprahe vitaraga bhaya krodha istiddhi muni uchyate. The sage whose mind remains unperturbed amid sorrows, whose thirst for pleasures has altogether disappeared, and who is free from passion, fear, and anger, is called stable of mind. You have to become like this. Let us see 57 also. Ye sarvatra nabisneha tattata prapya shubhashubham nabinandati na dvishti tasya pragya pratishthita. He who is unattached to everything and meeting with good and evil, neither rejoices nor recoils. His mind is stable, unattached to everything. No attachment with anybody, anything, any object, any activity. No attachment with the Guru also. With Guru there is love, not attachment. They are different things. But if somebody is attached, the real Guru will not let this attachment go very long. He will break it someday. Automatically it will happen. And meeting with good and evil, neither rejoices nor recoils. He does not have those opening champagne and say, "Oh, fine, it has happened," when something good has happened. And he does not feel sorrow when something bad has happened. He remains calm, serenity, what is known as equanimity. He is a seer, not affected by the scene. Something comes, passes away. Another thing comes, passes away. Right, that becomes the stage. So, and stable does not mean inactive, passive. This wall is also stable. Stability and with activity. Work, doing work. I don't believe in that sort of stability which many people say about such and such yogi sitting for 10 hours like this. I have no connection with such yogis. One should be active in life and fully calm, peaceful, stable, both the things together.